Inside the Box: How Constraints Make Us Better. This is the author, David Epstein. For A. It is a myth, widely believed but not less mythical for that, that people are most creative when they are most free. Herbert Simon, Nobel laureate in economics and pioneer of cognitive psychology and artificial intelligence. Introduction: A textbook case of discovery. There is, perhaps, no more beautiful and inspiring story in the long history of discovery than that of Dmitri Mendeleev's dream. Over three tireless days in February 1869, the Siberian-born chemist struggled to organize all 63 known elements, the chemical bricks that construct the universe. He was fixated on the idea that there must be some underlying system, some natural pattern that organized the behavior of elements. If he could find it, it would be the culmination of an ancient quest. Greek scholars had proposed that the universe was composed of four fundamental materials: earth, air, fire, and water. With little variation, that idea had persisted for 20 straight centuries. But beginning in the mid-18th century, a medley of new elements were discovered: platinum, nickel, oxygen, titanium, and more. Mendeleev had learned a lot about them, their different weights, lusters, industrial uses, the strength of the acids they formed and the shape of their crystals, and how they combined with one another. But neither he nor anyone else had found a method to the madness of nature's prodigious variety. It couldn't simply be random, could it? Mendeleev searched for an organizing scheme, but hit one dead end after another. At some point, his focus waned and he lapsed into a daydream. His mind drifted to his long train trips, green masses of forest zipping by the window as he passed the time playing solitaire. It gave him an idea. He retrieved a stack of blank cards from a drawer, and on each one wrote the symbol for a single element, along with characteristic properties. He shifted and shuffled them around his desk, hoping for a glimpse of some hidden order. But after 3 days with little sleep, he could focus no longer. He tipped forward, his unruly beard settling over his folded arms, and drifted off into the most important dream in human history. With his mind freed from the bounds of consciousness, Mendeleev entered a dreamscape. The elements danced and whirled around him until, as if by magic, they snapped into an orderly arrangement. They had assembled themselves into a series of vertical columns, each column comprised of elements with similar properties and arranged by ascending weight. With the columns placed side by side, it became clear that certain chemical characteristics changed gradually down the column and then reset at the top of the next column and started over. In other words, moving along the columns, chemical and physical properties of the elements recurred periodically. Awakening, I immediately wrote it down on a piece of paper, Mendeleev recalled. Only in one place did a correction later seem necessary. Mendeleev had dreamt the most important data visualization ever rendered: the periodic table. The properties of elements could now be predicted before anyone documented them through laborious experimentation, simply by referring to their location on the table. As the periodic table expanded, that leap would soon touch every industry on Earth. Even now, at the cutting edge of technology, it is all around us. Lithium for electric car batteries can be difficult to obtain, and its extraction is environmentally damaging, so engineers moved one spot down the periodic table to sodium,